Fox News Radio's managing of news gathering, and he's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line live from New York City with Fox News Radio's 9/11 series overview. Hank, how are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you, for playing that report.
Well, Hank, we appreciate being a part of Fox News Radio. You give us the opportunity to go around the world and kind of tie that in here with the middle of Michigan. We appreciate those opportunities. Why was this series so important for you to see get produced?
Well, it was important because, just like you, I lived through 9/11, experienced it as we all did, and it impacted us. It's one of those life-changing events. There haven't been many in people's lives. Those old enough to remember the Kennedy assassination can think back about that. But for people 10 years ago, that terrible day in September, it changed people. It changed the country. And that's the focus of this. We're going to spend a little bit of time, of course, looking back upon that day and, you know, and remembering the terror and the horror of it. But mostly we're going to be looking at now and the future of where we are as a nation and where we're going.
My 10-year-old was just about 6 months old. I remember sitting in front of the TV with my wife. I was in sports talk radio then, and it's holding my little boy watching that, and it just blew me away. I must have watched TV for about 10 hours that day. As a New Yorker, not only as a journalist, but as a citizen, tell me what your thoughts were as you witnessed what unfold that day.
Well, you're right. I've been a journalist for a long time, and I was trying to get to work after the first attack had occurred, the first plane had hit the tower, and I was they already closed off Manhattan to vehicular traffic, so I had ditched my car on the Queens side of the 59th Street Bridge and was walking across the bridge trying to get to work, and from that vantage point, you could see the towers burning. And we were hustling across the bridge, and we could actually see the towers collapse, and what a horror that was. I can still see it in my mind's eye, and you know, I'm thinking that one of the examples of how things have changed is I didn't have a cell phone yet. People did, but I didn't, and I was just grabbing people, saying, "Do you have a phone? I need to call. I have to make phone calls." And there weren't that many available at that point. But then, you know, that's one example. There wasn't a Facebook then, and you know, we're going to look at how some of the cultural aspects of our lives have changed, the politics of how things have changed, and the war on terror. We're going to focus on that quite a bit in this series. You know, we've spent so much time dealing with Afghanistan and to some extent Pakistan, where you know, with getting Bin Laden, but there are terrorist breeding grounds other places, such as Yemen and Somalia, and what are we doing about that? We're going to look at that.
All right, Hank, we'll present part two tomorrow. Thanks so much for your time in the series. We appreciate it.
You bet.